Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Snap, set, kick, block. Ty Smith has it. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Titans. Ty Smith to the house. It's the first time since 2001 when Big Ford, Henry Ford, blocked it in Detroit and Donald Mitchell scooped it up and took it to the house. That was 293 games ago. Oh, my.
104.5 The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. The terrific call of Mike Keith back on Sunday in Indianapolis, where the Titans came back and won in a memorable finish, the block kick and Ty Smith touchdown there. And Mike joins us now to get ready for Titans and Raiders coming up this week at 3:25.
Yeah, Mike, man, that was such a great call. I'm just wondering, since you know all the knowledge of the Titans' history, do you know now Casey is going for his 50th sack, his next sack, but do you remember his fourth sack?
No.
I just had to get that in there, man. What a heck of a call there, man. To know that off the top of your head was pretty cool, man.
Say that.
Mike, this team has won some crazy games if you kind of think back over this stretch. But how much confidence is that given this group that even if they're behind, they can still make some big plays and have a chance to win?
Well, it was one thing that Mike Vrabel said last week about Indianapolis. He said they are confident in a tight game. And there is something that goes with that. And I think the Titans are also to that point, Kevin. I think they're confident now in a tight game, and they have made big plays in those moments where if you make the one play, you win the game. It's important to play well in December. It's more important to play winning football. And some games that may look like the Titans win over Jacksonville. And, you know, this may be a slog in the rain, and if they have to win an ugly game, they know how to win that. That's really important this time of year, is just being able to play close, to play confidently, and to make the plays when you do. You know, for 54 minutes, the Titans played okay. They had some turnovers, they did some good things, but the last 6 minutes, they were fantastic. That's about as good a 6 minutes on the road as I've ever seen the Titans play.
Mike, injuries to the secondary have become an issue. And you know, any sense for how it's going to look this week and how quickly they can get Tremaine Brock up to speed?
No sense. No. I mean, it's a great question because they are so banged up, and you go from a position of absolute strength with what they have in the secondary to a position now where, you know, it would look like Brock would have some sort of role. The good news is, I mean, Brock played last year in Denver, so he's gone against this offense before. He's gone against the John Gruden offense before. He's gone against a lot of offenses before, over 100 games, over 50 starts in his NFL career. He's been playing. He played a game last Sunday, so it's not like he's out of shape. So, I mean, if he does have a major role, you would figure that this is the right kind of acquisition to be able to plug and play if that's necessary.
He's the voice of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Keith. Titans and Raiders coming up on Sunday.
Well, Mike, what do you think the challenges are, I guess, for Dean Pease going against the John Gruden, somewhat, I guess, West Coast offense to be effective with the cornerback issues?
Well, I mean, I think the challenges are enormous in a lot of different areas, but I think the main ones are Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller. Mm-hmm. You have two of the best young players at their position in the league. And in the first quarter last week against Kansas City, Josh Jacobs was phenomenal. He had 100 yards in the first half against Kansas City. He's having an amazing year. They can use him in the passing game. He gets tough yards. He's second in the league in yards after contact. So you would think they're going to try to do some things to make the cornerbacks tackle. And then you've got Waller, the tight end, who has emerged after, you know, beating his own personal demons. This is the guy who, when he came out of Georgia Tech, the feeling was he could become a Calvin Johnson. He was a big wide receiver at Georgia Tech, goes to Baltimore, has so many problems, keeps growing, though, and now he's 6'6", 265, and still has all of the attributes he did coming out of Kennesaw, Georgia, when people weren't sure if he was a wide receiver or a safety because he was such a good athlete. This guy's a phenomenal player at the tight end position, and they know how to use him. So, I mean, those two weapons, I think you're going to see John Gruden feed them and try to challenge the Titans defense in as many ways as they possibly can.
Do the Titans now have a number one receiver, or is it still a collective effort, you would say?
It's a collective effort. I think that's the best thing to say right now. A.J. Brown has certainly had a productive rookie year, but he's still a rookie. Corey Davis has not had as many catches in the last 6 weeks as what he would probably like or the Titans would probably like, but he's still a very effective weapon. Obviously, Humphreys has been really good on third down, which is why they brought him in. And then you've got Khalif Raymond, who, you know, hit the home run the other day for his fifth catch of the year and his first career touchdown. Tajae Sharpe has a role, too. The big thing about the Titans is they're just not throwing the football that much because the running game is so effective. So no receiver has had to go out and get you 10 catches or, you know, be dominant. And that versatility and the fact that they're unpredictable is a big factor, in my opinion.
Mike, what do you think they're telling Tannehill just in terms of, you know, last week, six sacks? And Vrabel, you know, kind of alluded to the fact that maybe he hung on to the ball too long and the receivers didn't get open. But when Tannehill holds the ball over 2.5 seconds, he's got a 141 quarterback rating, and he's very accurate. So how do you walk that line?
That's a good question, because he is able to scan the field. He is good on the second, third, and sometimes fourth read. So I think it's a really good point, Mark. You'd like to have him be in a position where he has time to make those decisions. The receivers have to win. You know, that's a big factor. It was a big factor going into the game. They've got to win quickly off the line. They've got to free themselves. The six sacks, if you just see it, say the offensive line played poorly, and that's not the case at all. We had a running back miss on a block that caused the sack. You certainly didn't have the receivers get open. And one or two times he did hold it too long. But if they can get in concert on those things, I think they can get the ball down the field and make some more things happen. The Raiders have given up 13 pass plays of 40 yards or more this year. So they have been susceptible to the big play in the passing game. And if the Titans are going to have a chance to win on Sunday, you figure they're going to have a play or two like that to be able to gain some chunks.
Mike, it's really interesting when you hear the narrative on the Titans, and they don't really bring up special teams. And I'm not talking – I mean, as you know, as somebody who immerses himself in stats and analysis, how block kicks and takeaways and special teams plays really tilt, you know, things in favor of that team doing that. But also Brett Kern, also kick coverage – I mean, all the hidden yardage seems to be in the Titans' favor in these last six games.
It's true. And it's something that when you – the hidden yardage in Brett Kern, not kicking the ball into the end zone for a touchback, even a team starting at the 10 rather than the 20, their percentage of scoring a touchdown goes way down, just that 10 yards difference. And it also means if you get a three and out, the other team maybe is punting from their own end zone, which puts you in another area of duress as far as a punter. Little things like that are making a difference right now in the Titans. I mentioned on the official Titans podcast this week, the Titans have scored 108 points in the last three games, throwing 59 passes, which is really remarkable.
Yeah.
But what it goes to show, and they by no means been conservative, It shows Henry's running well. It shows the defense is making things happen. But the special teams and sort of the hidden yardage in where they set up transitions and they give the offense chances. And, of course, they obviously score points on their own. But, I mean, it's a big deal. What we're seeing now out of this Titans team, Mark, is the team we expected to see, we hope to see back in training camp. This is what they want to do, and that's the complementary football that Mike Vrabel talks about over and over and over again.
Mike, the way some of these games have ended are the fourth quarters. I got to imagine, just as a play-by-play guy, you know, you and Coach Mack, this has got to be as much fun as you've had doing games, I can imagine, in a while.
Maybe ever. I mean, this is really a lot of fun to see the Titans fans get to have these moments of excitement. And, you know, you go to Kroger, you go wherever, and people are like, well, that was great. That was a great game. That got me all fired up. That was exciting. I mean, it's so much fun. You know, it's so much fun to see this team develop. And, you know, this game this weekend, you get this one, and the last three games really, really get intriguing. This is going to be a hard one to win because of where it is and who you're playing and the fact that this is a very desperate team that if they win this game, they can finish 10-6 and they can end up in the playoffs. So it's a last gasp for the Raiders, and you can figure they're going to swing with everything they have. And, you know, hopefully it'll make for another intriguing game for all of us.
Got to think it probably will. Mike, thanks so much. We've enjoyed your calls, and we'll go. Look forward to the call on Sunday at 3:25. We appreciate it.
Thanks for saying that. I appreciate it.
All right. It's Mike Keith, the bot, the voice of the Tennessee Titans, joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. Titans and the Raiders coming up 3:25 on Sunday. These guys, of course, will have pre- and post-game full day of coverage here on the Zone. 8:29, when we come back, taking a look ahead at the quarterback market for 2020 and how a couple of familiar faces fit in there. More of our show up next, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. We'll be right back.